I've been teaching for in August of this year, will be 28 years. So 30 years
Nice.
in the classroom is coming up. And I just love what I do, and I'm a workaholic. And that's that. And my second book will be out before summer of this year. So
Outstanding. You know, it's
thank you.
not hard to go to quote unquote work when you really love it and enjoy it. And that's how
That
I
is
felt
true.
about my job. 30 years of nothing but enjoyment and getting to do things that no one else, almost no one else on earth gets to do. And I won't go into that now, but I mean, just a magnificent career and fed my heart and my soul, and a little bit of my wallet too. So I can appreciate what you're saying about your labor of love, I believe is what you're referring to.
Absolutely. It's still fun. So yeah, thank you.
Yep.
And
And
all of the other stuff that I do outside of the college, I still regard it as my job, as my work. These are not hobbies. Maybe they're avocations, but they're not hobbies,
thank you
you
for
know?
saying that. Thank you. And so that means, Mike, yeah, you're not retired because, hey, bro, we're
I'm
joined at the
retired.
hip. No, that's right. That's right. You go hang with me. I don't care what you say. All right. I'm going to call you if you don't answer. All right.
But gentlemen, I'm gonna hang on a little longer as much as I can. I do have a 9 o'clock class in the
Understand.
morning. So but I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna hold on a little longer. So
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. So we'll get to more
I
music. How
appreciate
about
you, sir.
Pleasure to meet you. All right.
Thanks for hanging with us as long as you have been able to.
Sure.
Nice to meet you sort of face to face this time.
Sort of face to face, but we will face to face in the
That's
future.
right,
I know.
'cause Mike is coming to the VA. That's right. He's gonna get on. Yeah, Mike is coming. That's right, Mike.
Okay.
We kind of sort of talking about it.
William's gonna send me a plane ticket.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Talking. long since I've seen her. I'm tired and so all alone. I've traveled so very far. I've got to get back home. It's been so long since I've kissed her and held her tight in my arms. I've got so far to go now.
The Blackbirds, Howard University.
Of course he played that.
Of course I did. Of course I did. Wow, wow, wow. A tutored. And, oh my God, their professor was none other than the magnificent trumpeter, Donald Byrd. Man, oh man, oh man. Fell in love with it. I was a Don Byrd fan before that, okay? And when the Blackbirds, they were students. Mike, you may or may not know, the Blackbirds, they were students at Howard University. It is an incredible story. Absolutely. That album is titled Walking in Rhythm. If I'm not, am I correct, Professor?
Correct.
I believe it's Walking in Rhythm. And it is absolutely, these were students, man. This,
everyone's got to have a beginning.
Oh, and it is absolutely incredible. So, Professor, thank you so much for hanging around, and thank you to our audience. Hey, Doreen, I believe you're listening. 7-0. Oh my, Kim. My great friend, Kim Rogers.
Patty and Scott.
Yep. Oh, yep. Patty and Scott. Hey, guys. Hey, Mike told me you guys enjoyed that little Elvis, medley that we did for you guys last week. Thank you for listening to our audience around the globe. Professor, thank you for hanging in. Mad Mike we do something each and every week. We have the Mad Pick. And we have the Wild Pick. Mad Mike, Wild Will, right? And so I have the Mad Pick coming up and the Wild Pick. Hang in there for a few more minutes, if you will, Professor. And I want you to comment on this.
Explain this a little better for the professor. So William and I have developed here is like he's got his Wild Will pick, and I've got my Mad Mike pick.
Okay.
something that is very non-mainstream, that is very unusual, that as either maybe silly, maybe touches your heart, and hopefully something you've never heard before. So these nice. Are our individual picks, just for fun, and that we believe are way outside the mainstream music industry.
All right.
And this one, the one I've got coming up, and I don't know which order that William's going to play them, but this young lady that's going to do, her song
coming up,
Ashley McBride is her name. And she started in the music industry back in, oh gosh, what does it say here? Back in 06. And I just recently ran across her. And of course she's very country. She's born in Arkansas, but very, very country. And she sometimes sings with a couple of other ladies and such, but she's a single artist on her own. And she was a struggling singer in the early days where she went from bar to bar to bar to bar to bar, slept on people's couches and really struggled. And I ran across this song that has a little bit of, explanation to it is the best way I can put it, where she talks about the song and then goes into the song and then tells the story behind the song when she was working as in these dive bars, or I don't know what to explain how to put them, but, very touching as far as I'm concerned. I sent it to William and I said, can we play this? And he said, heck yeah. So
that's right. Well, I didn't say that. I was more, expletive. Okay. Okay. I said, hell yeah.
Oh, turn it up.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, start it over.
Bear with me 1 second.
Not a problem.
Okay. I don't have a, okay, let's do this. Okay. Let's try something here. Let me know.
Cargo pants, and they are the same like white creamy color as, it looks like it paints houses.
I'm not getting it. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to another song, and let's find out why we're not connecting here. Because I can hear it.
It's coming through, just starting at the beginning.
Yeah, but I can hear it. Hold on.
I could hear it. Just sounds like it's in an echo chamber, and it was starting not at the beginning.
Yeah, let's do this. Let me go to a song. I'll be right back.
Thank you, William.
Rocking music, music, music on my mind. Thank you.
the Blackbirds. Happy music. All back. While we're Mad Mike, coast to coast, along with the professor. Okay. Hey guys. Hey, trust me on this one. Let's trust the technology. This is the mad pick of the night.
I used to play this bar in North Little Rock called Reno's. I usually played once a month. I played like 10 to 2, 10 to 1, just depending on how many people were in the bar at the time. And this guy is there. He's in like a white shirt, not like a clean white shirt, like a worked in it all day white shirt, and some cargo pants. And they are the same like white creamy color as, he looks like he paints houses. About 20 till 10, he comes up and says, "What time do you start, honey?" And I said, "About 20 minutes. And he pulls out a $100 bill and hands it to me and says, "How about this to start right now?" I went to the stage. Of course I will start right now. And at the time, my gas can is my tip jar. So I took a plastic gas can, cut the top out of it where the nozzle goes, and just wrote on a piece of paper, "gas money," and taped that to the front. So I throw that in the tip jar. As I'm doing the show, every once in a while, he'll walk up and say things like, "I'm starving for you, I'm starving for you," and throw more money in the tip jar. Sing another one. Like, I'm not going to sing another one, right? Of course I'm going to sing another one. So I get on break, and he has bought the entire bar a round of Fireball. And I go up to him on the break, and I said, "Hey, man, thanks for that. What's your name? I'd love to tell everybody who to thank for their shot." And he said, "It doesn't come from me. It comes from the Lord." And, of course, I make a joke, and I go, "Congratulations, everybody. Jesus just bought you a round of Fireball." And he said, "Did you know God chose you?" And I was like, "Yes, I know God chose me." He's like, "No, I mean God chose you. You're the accidental preacher." And I just thought he was a really strange individual. And he sat down next to my friend Heidi for the rest of the night. And I never saw him ever again. He left before I was done breaking down. It's gospel night at the strip club. I've been sleeping in my car. I lead the singing service with a half-assed tune guitar. Brandy's singing backup, and Lonnie's tending bar. We're just waiting for more sinners to show up. Crystal just started dancing, and she's always right on point. She don't mind if you don't tip her, as long as you slip her a joint. Patty's got an upper, to get her through her shift, and a downer, so she can lay down with her kids. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus loves the drunkards and the whores and the queers. Hallelujah, hallelujah, would you recognize him if he bought you a beer? Lonnie, he's a listener. He should have been a priest. It's the same confession on a bar stool or your knees. He makes a mean Manhattan, but he ain't drank since 93. Does the last call benediction, then he wipes the bar slate clean. Jesus loves the drunkards and the whores and the queers. Hallelujah, hallelujah, would you recognize him if he bought you a beer? The same old dirty dollars just keep getting passed around to whoever needs them most. That's me right now, 'cause I'm staring at this Jackson that someone laid here at my feet. There's gas in my old Honda. Something warm to eat. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus loves the drunkards and the whores and the queers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He laid down a 20 and then he disappeared. And months later, I get a text from Heidi that said, did you ever see that guy again? I said, no, I've never seen him ever again. And she said, do you want to know what he did for a living? And I said, I know what he did for a living. He paints houses. And she goes, no, he's a carpenter. He's a carpenter. Guess what his name was? I know, you're like, Jesus. No, it wasn't his name. His name was Harold. Even crazier. As in, like, hark the herald angels sing. What all did he put in the tip jar that night? And this is at a time, remember, where I'm driving everywhere in my truck, which is not a new truck, and I'm playing for tips and for whatever they'll pay me an hour and free food. And this is a time where I'm really, really struggling. And literally, this is a choice between when to buy gas and when to buy food. And I'm crashing on bartenders' couches and people that I meet at the bar. This is where I am. And happily, happily in my life, this is where I am. That guy put 15 $100 bills in the tip jar, which took care of every worry I had for more than a month. I'm not going to get weird and fruity spiritual or whatever you're afraid of, but I can't explain it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. We are back.
And that's why it's my mad pick.
It's Macy's big home sale with an extra...
Yep. It's not Macy's.
That was beautiful.
Man.
Does that not touch you?
It does. It
touches me.
Oh,
absolutely. Gentlemen, good night.
Hey, Professor, can you hang on for 3 minutes, please? Three minutes, because you have to hear the wild pick. I need your comment on this because you know this gentleman. Okay? Please.
Three minutes.
William.
Professor.
In our town. What?
Listen.
You know.
Don't
let the corona get on ya.
I have to stay on now.
Don't let the corona get on ya. You gotta do best you can. Make sure you wash your hands. And then don't. That corona
get on ya.
Starting echoes. Help me say. Say don't.
Don't.
Yes. Don't let corona get on ya. I said don't let corona get on ya. Well, you gotta do the best you can. Make sure you wash your hands. Cheer on. Don't let corona get on ya. Listen at this here. I may not work for the government. I may not have a doctor's degree, but this here is common sense. When you cough and when you sneeze, cover your mouth and put it in your sleeve. That will help the rest of us from catching the corona disease. Oh, don't let corona get on you. It's a serious thing, y'all.
Don't let corona
shanky Gina
get on you.
Well, you gotta do the best you can. Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Watch your hands and
don't let the corona get on you.
What I want y'all to do, keep it away. I don't need your germs sneezing on top of me, coughing all in the air, acting like you just don't care. Keep it away from me. I've got a can of Lysol. I've got a bottle of Pine-Sol. You said I'm gonna keep it under lock. I even got a bottle of rocks. You gonna keep it away.
invite Wild Will coast to coast.
Keep it away from me.
Don't expect anything less.
And may heaven smile upon you. Shangelina.
Mad Mike, if you come into Virginia, wait till you meet the change man. Just wait. And the deacon. And the pastor. And then he'll take you to Cheatersville, Virginia. And,
well,
man, you gotta be careful.
I apologize on the part of my cohorts here for keeping up so late, but, I do appreciate you, sir. I'm so nice to actually talk to you kind of sort of face to face and appreciate your input a great deal.
Hey, Mike. Okay.
What?
Hear us out. Me? No, we have to talk about this gentleman. The song we just played. He is local. He has shows on this network.
He does.
And he does. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Is Deacon Otis Wicknine. Mike, I don't know whether you heard him or not. It is hilarious. It is absolutely
I've heard him where he does all the voices.
Everything.
Right.
Yep.
He also does Peggy. And Peggy, look. He does Deacon Otis Wicknine. Deacon Otis Wicknine. Look. He does Fillmore. Fillmore loves to feel on the ladies, right? And then he has, Miller, Thunderbird. Miller is the drunk. I wish I had a ice dropping effect right now. Miller loves to drink. Okay. And then you have WW. That's Willard Wicknight. Now, Willard is supposed to be the stable force, right? But him and Fillmore got into an argument the other night because Fillmore was hitting on his niece and Willard wasn't having it. It is funny.
So I think I told you guys last week, you know, my family told me I had to get help with my drinking. So I hired a cocktail waitress named Candy.
Okay. You know what? Good night, gentlemen.
Hey, Professor.
Thanks, Professor.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I guess we just lost another one. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. Hey, no.
Hey, we're not done.
No, the professor, no, we're not. We got more music coming up right now. Oh, my God, Mike.
We got to work on the professor's stamina.
Yeah.
He's a young man. He should have some.
Yeah, he only has 7 jobs. Don't worry about it. Hey, we got this. The Pointer Sisters, Fire.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire. Late at night, you're taking me home. You say stay. I say I wanna be alone.
Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah. Baby, you can invent a love they couldn't deny. My words say split, but my
with the Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope
both the Amy Winehouse. You missed that one completely.
No. No.
That's supposed to be an Amy Winehouse cover.
Hold on.
It's all right.
It's, I got you. Chill.
Don't worry. You can play Beatles. I think they're universally accepted. Not my favorite group, but that's all right.
Yeah. Hang on to your panties. Will you hang on? Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. Yeah.
I will say to you, oh my loving, darling, I'll be true.
Yeah.
All my loving, all my
if
loving.
If Mad Mike will be quiet for a minute, I'm enjoying the Beatles right now. No, all my loving. Mike, Mad Mike.
Which group?
Okay, hold on. One, two, three in a row. You sent in fire. Born of six sisters. Slow yeah. Hand. Okay. Born of sisters. The Beatles. And you gonna... Mike, I got you covered, bro. I tell you what. Why don't we do this right now? Let's start playing games. Okay.
What are we going to do, William?
Okay. Hold on one second. Hold it. I got your jam pulled up. And it's
are
not...
you going to surprise me?
Okay.
I ain't going to stay for the weekend. I ain't going to jump off the deep end.
Are we good now?
I ain't going to ask where you're in.
We're always good, William.
I know that, bro.